Chapter 9, Weapons of Mass Destruction. Revelation 9 and 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit. And there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shape of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Imagine a cave dweller suddenly transported from his hunter-gatherer community to the 21st century. He is introduced to a television and then taken back to his community. How would this caveman be able to describe to his friends what he had seen? In such a scenario, the caveman, lacking the necessary frame of reference, might interpret what he saw as some form of witchcraft or other similar taboo aligned with the beliefs of his time. His audience, unable to comprehend what his simple mind could not, would remain confused. The message, despite his earnest efforts, would remain undelivered. However, as we further explore the visioning of our brother and friend John the Divine, we are given crystal clear clarity as to what he saw and heard. The descriptions he gives us are so articulate that many have been able to present to us today many colorful and fascinating images. Four angels, or rather celestial hosts, have sounded their trumpets and have hurt a third of the earth, its vegetation, sea, and animals. In addition, various happenings in the heavens have caused more harm to the planet's inhabitants. Revelation 9:13, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. Three other angels have yet to sound their trumpets, but a cry is heard saying, woe, 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 which suggests more hardships. Woe is an announcement of anguish and anxiety. A blast from the trumpet of the fifth celestial being resounds throughout the heavens as another star, possibly a meteor, falls to earth. The other duty of the fifth celestial being is to give a key to a bottomless pit, an unusually large cavity. And it was given unto this particular heavenly host to open the bottomless pit, which gave forth a heat such as from an immense furnace that belched smoke so great that it made the sun and the air dark. As there seemed to be no limit to the breadth and width of the heavens, so might we think the same of the bottomless pit. Such an endless cavity could hold an innumerable host of things. And the Bible says, locust arose from the pit with power or authority to deliver hurt common to the scorpions of the earth, the power to sting. The command given to these detestable beasts is not to hurt the vegetation, but to hurt only men who do not have the seal of God on their forehead. A seal that is seen on their forehead, but also a seal that is imprinted upon their souls. Furthermore, the locusts were commanded to inject just enough of their poison into the men to torment them, but not to inject enough to kill them. And the reason behind this is that the torture inflicted upon these men is to last for a prescribed period, which is 5 months. Revelation 9:6. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Men will want to die, but as it is written, death will not be affordable. 5 months of being stung and having venom burning throughout their body might make men yield and accept their Lord and Savior. Yes, men can still be spared the second death if, during the tribulation, they yield their will to God and abandon their willful way, the way of destruction. As there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. Revelation 9:7. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots, of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. The impressive description John gives to us concerning these formidable beings is fearsome and accurate, and is designed to paint a very dismal picture. Our understanding of otherworldly beings is difficult to comprehend, as the human mind has adjusted itself to things known and seen. However, when a supernatural element is introduced into our plane of existence, the human mind tends to reject what has been offered, and fear sets in. When fear sets in, one wise man said that when emotions enter, logic flees. The terror that is forced upon the minds of men when the beasts have their way is purposefully designed to strike fear and terror into their hearts and minds of men. Men whose hearts have been hardened as that of Pharaoh in Exodus 9:12. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord has spoken unto Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart and upon thy servants and upon thy people, that thou may knowest that there is none like me in all the earth. And Hebrews 3:7 says, Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, Today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Because the Hebrew children provoked the Lord by the hardening of their hearts, they wandered in the wilderness in Kadesh Barnea for 38 years. Deuteronomy 2:14, And in the space which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we came over the brook Zered were 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war was wasted out from among the hosts, as the Lord sware unto them. And then in Psalms 116:1, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Call upon him while mercy may yet be found. Imagine, if you will, to see a locust the size of a horse with the face of a man, hair as long as a woman, teeth like a lion, and a gold crown upon his head. What is more startling is that these horse-sized locusts have breastplates of iron like the Roman soldiers. They have two pair of wings that make an incredible noise, like the sound of chariots running to battle, and the noise is deafening. In addition, these horse-like locusts do not have tails of hair, but tails that resemble the tail of a scorpion with a stinger to torment men for 5 months. Would not just the sight of such a beast bring on a heart attack? But again, death will be denied these men for 5 months. Revelation 9 and 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. The use of the word angel alone to describe this king has been much debated, but again, no other grand title is given this celestial being except that he rules this particular nether region. Now, many would accept that this being is Lucifer. Still, we must remember that Lucifer was but one of the mighty heavenly hosts who had other rebellious celestial beings doing his bidding. Lucifer was not the only grand master of wickedness during that rebellious time when the created assumed themselves wiser than their creator. Romans 11:34. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Hear the boast of the Lord in Isaiah 45:5. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth, What makest thou? Or thy works he hath no hands? Revelation 9 and 12. One woe is past, and behold, there come two more woes hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which hath the trumpet, Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. The heavenly host has announced that one woe has already taken place, but two more woes are to be unleashed. The sixth trumpet sounds, and a voice is heard that emanates from four horns. Revelation 9:13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which hath the trumpet, Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of man. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat upon them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone, which is issued out of their mouth. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. The command to unleash four other heavenly hosts is given, and the celestial beings are free from being bound in the Euphrates River, where they had earlier served in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 2:10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that it is which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good, there is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that which is goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. The Euphrates flowed from Eden, the home of man's interest, into the great scheme of things where man disobeyed his creator. It was given to two cherubims to guard the way that man may not return to the garden. And now we have four more celestial beings are summoned. It might appear that the Euphrates area was home to a host of several celestial beings waiting to be called into action. These heavenly hosts have been prepared for this exact moment, a moment that God foresaw that man would not repent of his evil ways. 20 million horsemen are assigned to slay a third of man upon the earth. The horsemen were in full military regalia, with their breastplates resembling fire. Their horses had heads resembling lions, and out of the mouths of these beasts they breathed a dragon fire of smoke and brimstone. An additional weapon that these beasts had was that the horse tails were like serpents, with heads in which the serpent heads bit men and deposited venom to kill them. Extreme behavior requires drastic measures that are called into play when the hearts of men refuse to acknowledge the one true king. Revelation 9:20. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Hear the word of the Lord concerning Israel in Hosea. Hosea 1. The word of the Lord came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, Go, take unto thee a wife of whoredoms, and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Dibling, which conceived and bare him a son. And the Lord said unto him, Call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And God said unto him, Call her name Loruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Now when she had weaned Loruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. Then said God, Call his name Lo-ami, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. Yet the number of the children of Israel should be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. God laments the fact that Israel has played footloose and fancy free with his affection and protection, and he pronounces judgment on Israel, who never returned from captivity, but Judah did. The prophet mentioned Jezreel, the city of Ahab, where Ahab worshiped strange gods. Sins are a symptom of the disease called sin. Unless sin is supernaturally treated with a measure of repentance from the patient, the disease can lead to death both physically and eternally. When men fail to repent, to distance their hands from works of evil, and embrace the mercy of God through Jesus Christ, then it is that God's weapons of mass destruction are brought into action. The word for repentance is the Greek word metanoia, meaning to think and act opposite of one's present state of mind, which is contrary to God. Metanoia is a new beginning with God, full of promises and a right to be entitled to the tree of life. The Bible says that even after men have witnessed firsthand the wrath of God, the rest of the men who were not killed by these plagues have not repented. These men who still live continue to worship demonic beings, idols resembling the demons, and busy themselves in sorceries and witchcraft. Now, the word sorcery in Greek is translated pharmakeis, where we get the word pharmacy. Again, illicit drugs are a form of sorcery, which explains the difficulty in kicking the habit. In our present worldview, men are reluctant to give up their enchantment with demons, fornications, and thefts. These contrary ways are becoming the norm within our society. And as I have said before, our consciences are in a coma. Our societies today have become very complacent and no longer mirror the Christ-like behavior that God requires. Our society today has become children of whoredom, and is called Jezreel, Loruhamah, and Lo-ami. Israel had been faithful for a season, but now she has abandoned her first love for the love of others. Jezreel, because she is unfaithful. Loruhamah, because no mercy shall be given, and Lo Ammi, because you are no longer my people. The seven trumpets are part of Jehovah God's weapons of mass destruction to the unrepentant, to the Jezreels, the Lo Ruhamahs, and the Lo Ammis. Understand this. It's not your sins that will cause your destruction, but your inability to repent, to accept God's grace. There's yet still time to avoid the unpleasantries associated with this coming time. Things which are seen, things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. That time that is known as Jacob's trouble, a time that hath never been, nor shall it ever be again. And it were not for the elect's sake, all flesh would have been destroyed. Letting this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus is a forthtelling that we should repent now to forgive everyone that we have offended or believe that we have offended and make our confession of faith, our allegiance to the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that God. Now, don't forget to share with family and friends, for we are required to warn others of that which is to come, as it is written in Ezekiel 3:18. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Verse 19. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Verse 20. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin. And his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at thine hand. 21. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.